Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, responsible delinquents, to minisode number 161. Feels weird because I don't have my headphones today. Put them somewhere. Don't know where they are. But it's all good. As usual, the show will go on for you wonderful responsible delinquents. Apologies for the inconsistencies on the podcast here recently. I just had the small little launch of the Fat Loss Accelerator, my 6-week course, and just had the holidays and just been traveling quite a bit. And just, I'm trying to get these out as much as I can, but I also don't want to just get out a crappy episode just for the sake of getting out an episode. So that's definitely part of it. And then also definitely lack of planning on my side. So I will take credit there for sure. Take some blame. However, going forward, we're going to keep trying to do our best. So on this minisode today, we are going to talk about advice on getting unstuck and gaining clarity. I think that this topic is something that I'm always kind of thinking about, more so around clarity. I'm just always trying to sharpen my judgment, right? Because I think that it doesn't matter how productive we are if we're working on the wrong things, whether this comes to work, business, relationships, right? If you're with the wrong person, it's kind of you're heading in the wrong direction. So you're backing the wrong horse. And so this is something that I think about often, and I think that some of the advice that I can give from thinking through these things on my own, and then also with the clients that I have worked with, because oftentimes with the coaching clients that I work with, I do have to play therapist, right? Like I have to play multiple hats, right? And I'm completely comfortable doing that, you know, within reason, within my scope. Want to make sure that that's very clear. However, sometimes people just get in funks. We all get in funks. I think I am actually going through somewhat of a funk right now as well. And this is why I wanted to talk on this. So let's go ahead and get right into things. I think the very first thing that I turn to whenever trying to get unstuck and whenever I'm trying to gain clarity is the obvious troubleshooting of things that could be messing with me. And so I have a list here, and that list is going to be too much caffeine, too much alcohol, shitty sleep, shitty food, not enough movement, not enough sunlight, too many screens, too much information and stimuli, and toxic relationships, right? So all of those, I think, are one of the first things where it's kind of like, instead of trying to think of all these little life hacks or even like going to therapy or something, which, I think that there's nothing wrong with that. And I definitely encourage that. However, I think it's one of those things where it's like, let's check all these other boxes that may make more sense as to why we are feeling unstuck or having this mental fog, this brain fog and things. And so just to touch on each one of those real quick again. So too much caffeine. This is something definitely for me. I notice whenever things start to creep up, I'm just constantly looking for that next little dopamine rush. And I feel like I'm not able to do as many things if I don't have my caffeine. And whether it's caffeine or anything else, I never want a crutch, right? I don't want to feel like I need something to produce something productive in my life or to do a certain task or a set of tasks or anything like that. So being mindful of how much caffeine you're taking in is definitely an important consideration. Next one is going to be alcohol, right? You guys know I love my alcohol for sure. However, if it's something that turns into a nightly cap, right? A nightcap or something like that, or you're just drinking too much on the weekends or whatever it is, right? Alcohol is something that can just quickly catch up to you. And the research is pretty abundantly clear that it can mess with a myriad of things, with your sleep, with cravings, overall mood, well-being, all these different things. So definitely be careful with alcohol. Shitty food, that goes without saying. I think shitty food, poor sleep, those definitely go without saying, right? Those can definitely cause some issues. not enough movement. This is something I found actually in the next two. So not enough movement and not enough sunlight. These definitely happen more to me in these fall and winter months. Whenever it gets a little bit colder, I'm just not outside moving as much. I don't want to walk as many places because it's so cold. And I just realized that this, it actually takes a toll on my mood, because used to during the summer, I would go on walks every single morning outside. I would just walk around and it would just be a nice start to my day. There's definitely some research with circadian rhythms, right? So you're just, your circadian rhythms are sharper. They're set better, which makes sense. If you go outside early in the morning, you're exposed to some direct sunlight in the morning, and then that just helps your sleep and wake cycles a little bit better. So that makes sense that whenever we get outside, whenever we get some more movement in, just stop sitting on our butts so much, just kind of get back to our roots of biology. It makes sense that we're probably going to feel better as a result. And then these next two, there's only three left. The next two is the too many screens and then too much information and stimulus. This is something that I have noticed as well, increasing as I'm inside more, because I'm looking at my laptop, I'm looking at my phone, I'm not doing stuff outside as much. And that just, it's just a lot, right? And I feel like whenever I don't have clarity or anything, I'm using these things to fill that void. And yet it's usually only making things worse, because either I am just distracting myself with random things, and it could be negative things on the internet, but also I'm looking for more information, for more answers with certain things. And to a certain extent, there's diminishing returns. And oftentimes it's actually just piling up the things in my head that I should be doing or that I could be doing, and I'm not actually taking action on any of these things. And then that just makes me feel even worse, right? So more information is not the problem. I need to actually go and do shit. I need to take action towards my goals, right? That's usually what's missing. And then the last one, of course, toxic relationships. That goes for friends, for romantic partners, for family members, and also people you follow online, right? Scrolling through, you know, doom scrolling through your timelines with certain things. Just be mindful of who you're following, the information that you're taking in. And then also, of course, with relationships, if you're in a shitty relationship, try and get out. Or if that's something that's constantly bugging you every single day, I think that's probably a good sign to address that. All right. So that is the obvious troubleshooting. That's going to be a big bulk of it, to be honest. But the next thing, there's two more things that I think might really help. The second one is actually a quote that I heard from an Austin Kleon article. So Austin Kleon, Kleon.com. I really liked this quote, and he was talking about exploration periods of your life and how progress essentially isn't always forward, right? It's not linear. And what he said was, or maybe somebody else said this in the article, but the quote was, periods of exploration can be like winter farming. Nothing is visibly growing, but a subterranean process is at work and will in time yield a bounty. Right. So while we don't have a lot of this, sometimes we don't have this movement forward, or we don't have this quote unquote progress towards something, and we can feel like we are falling behind, right? You're either progressing or you're dying, right? This kind of gives a middle ground to that. And it's like sometimes you're just trying to figure things out. You're just kind of maneuvering around in that weird, awkward middle space. And that's, I think, why it feels so weird, is because you're not actively making progress, at least what seems like tangible progress forward, yet this process is necessary for you to get to that next step, right? I think that I read something else along these same lines. This is what they talk or tell recovering addicts and things as well, because they can feel like they're maybe wasting time or they're wasting some of their life. But it's these periods of exploration that are necessary to get to that next thing. And I think that we shouldn't feel bad for these exploration periods just because, you know, we're not booming with quote unquote whatever success means to you, right? I think if we get cut ourselves some slack and think about this, these periods of exploration, it's like this is just kind of adjusting the dial more so in the right direction. I think whenever you think about it like that, that's much more important because, like I said in the beginning, if you're running 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction, well that doesn't matter anyway, right? So if you're sharpening that direction, that dial, that compass, right, and then you start to actually be like, oh, this is at least for now the path that I should be taking, then I think that that's time well spent, right? And I think that that is the point of these exploration periods of your life. And so I really liked that quote. Periods of exploration can be like winter farming. Nothing is visibly growing, but a subterranean process is at work and will in time yield a bounty. It's very pretty, actually. And then the last thing, just very practical sense, this is probably what I'm going to do right after this podcast, honestly, is to do a brain dump. So a brain dump means just like anything that I have going on, jumbling around in my monkey brain, I am going to put it down on paper, everything that I need to do, whether it's as small as like doing laundry to as big as working on the most important project or some type of client work or something like that, right? Write all of it out. If it's in your mind, put it down on paper. And then essentially you're just going to use the Eisenhower matrix. Definitely look that up if you want to follow along. I'll describe it real quick. But after you have a list of these things, then essentially you just prioritize. And the Eisenhower matrix, real quick, is in the top left. You have urgent and important tasks that you'll work on immediately. And then in the top right, you have important but not urgent tasks that can be scheduled for later. And then in the bottom left of the matrix, you're going to have urgent but not important tasks that need to be completed quickly. And then in the bottom right, you're going to have not urgent or important tasks that can be eliminated entirely. And I think that just constantly asking yourself, like, is what I'm doing necessary? Got it. That time. Just like, what am I doing right now? And is this necessary? And is this the best use of my time? Is this the best use of my time with what I'm capable of doing? I think that's also a big key with this, because you can make that list and maybe it can be really overwhelming, but it's just like, given the resources you have, given the energy that you have right now, and if we're just focusing on today, it's just like, maybe that is just literally one item, but it's just like, what's one thing, or what are the handful of things that you actually think that you can handle today, right? Based off of your schedule, your energy right now, your mood, whatever, just like, what could you do today that you could lay your head down at the end of the day and be like, that was a good day, right? Or at least like, that was the best I got, you know? Because sometimes that's what a lot of these days are. It's just like, dude, that was the best I fucking got. That's it. That's all I got. So do that, do the brain dump, use the Eisenhower matrix, check that out online if you want a visual representation of that. But it's something that I do often. I think it's really helpful to do every single day or multiple times a day even, because as you know, we can get stuck even after getting unstuck. And so there you go. That was Minisode number 161, advice on getting unstuck and gaining clarity. Lastly, my audio guy, Young David, told me this morning that we passed 100,000 plays. And I think that is, it's really cool. You know, I think that it's really special that anybody listens to this. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. 2022, we're going to double down. I'm trying to double those numbers at least in 2022. We're going to get over 200K. I can feel it. And I couldn't do it without you guys, without us, without the responsible delinquents. All right, that's it for Minisode number 161. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.